very high, then very low, then very high again, and then very low. A roller coaster ride, we say. When we are still young, the lows seem so low that it doesn't seem as though we'll ever feel good again. But then a day or two, everything is better, and it seems as though we're on top of the world. Coach gives us an encouraging word, and we're feeling very great. And a couple days later, a certain girl rejects us, and we're way down in the dumps again. As we get older, it seems that the lows are not quite so low, and the highs are not so high. The prophet Jeremiah was not so young anymore. God had called him to be a prophet when he was young, but now he's not so young. But when we take a look at chapter 20 of his book of prophecy, we see that he's still bouncing up and down from low to high and low again. He was troubled by the fact that the word of God that he had proclaimed for so many years was still being rejected by the vast majority of his listeners. Listen to what he says. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. Day after day, it was the same thing. Rejection on the part of the people. Dejection on the part of the prophet. Finally, the day came when Jeremiah decided, I'm going to quit. I'm not going to preach God's word anymore. It doesn't do any good. He says, I will not make mention of him nor speak anymore in his name. Nobody pays attention anyway. All they do is make fun of me. But God kept putting his words into Jeremiah's heart. And Jeremiah said, his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. So he was God's prophet, and he had to speak. But there was no improvement. All those around him were waiting for him to stumble in his words. Just like Jesus, many years later, was always being followed by people who wanted to catch him, trap him, so that they could accuse him of sin. Well, they did the same thing to Jeremiah. Now, when Jeremiah was in distress like this, no doubt he thought about what God had said to him when he first called him to be a prophet. God said to him, "Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you to deliver you." So Jeremiah was armed with the knowledge that God had chosen his people. There was a glorious future for them. The Messiah was coming from them. Besides that, he had these assurances from God that God would deliver him. And so with these words in his heart, Jeremiah became strong in faith again. He was out of the dumps. He uttered words of defiance against his enemies, who were really not his enemies, but God's enemies. And if God was on Jeremiah's side, what did he have to worry about? Why should he be afraid? And so Jeremiah, in his strong faith, says triumphantly, "The Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. God is on my side. Why should I be afraid? If God is for me, who can be against me? O Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous and see the mind and heart, let me see your vengeance on them. For I have pleaded my cause before you. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Yes, Jeremiah's emotions were high. We turn our troubles over to God. We trust in his word and promise, and we praise his name. We are full of singing of the glory of God. And what a glorious emotion it is when we are conscious of the presence of God in our lives and are assured of his protection and his abiding love. We wish we could end the message at this point. When Jeremiah was strong of faith and hope, but it was not long before the old woes returned to Jeremiah, and he sank down into the depths of despair, and his words sound just like the words of that godly man Job, when God unleashed on him troubles and griefs almost beyond bearing. Jeremiah, the prophet who had been singing to the Lord and praising the Lord in confident faith, now speaks in despair and he cries out, "Cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me. Why did I come forth from the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame?" So the days may come in our own lives, whether we are young or old, when we experience the same kind of emotions as Jeremiah or Job. Nobody seems able to cheer us up, and it may last longer than a day or two. But, of course, God's love for us has never wavered. It's unchanging. The facts of history are still true. Jesus experienced a woe much greater than Job or Jeremiah. Jesus did not just feel as though God had forsaken him. He really was forsaken, cursed in our place when he was suffering on the cross. Think of his suffering when you are suffering. And then think of his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, his sitting at the right hand of God with control of all things, and the promise of eternal triumph and joy for us through faith in him. If God is for us, who can be against us? Says the Apostle Paul. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? We sing hymn 750, stanzas 1, 2, and 7.
soul.